Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hubbell's Wharf. And today's show, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Look, we're 13 days away from Thanksgiving. Start stocking up for the holidays. Make sure you have plenty of beverages for the holiday season. That includes the great Brewers Outlet specials now through Tuesday. National Bohemian, 30-pack cans, just $14.95. Labatt Regular and Light, 24-pack, 16-ounce cans, $17.97. Limited edition Bud Light Lime Pomegranate Ritas, 24-pack, 16-ounce cans, just $14.95. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers. People love those at the holidays. Wine coolers. Water. Soft. In fact, I've got some Brewers Outlet water. I got a case of it upstairs, and I have been digging into it. Soft drinks. Snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, second to none. We now even have people signing their emails to the show. That cracks me up. We're getting some emails signed to the show about the pickle bar. Hey, it's pretty cool.
Well, I remember that at Friday afternoon when we had Kim Jones on from NFL Network, and there you were talking about pickles. She's listening to you talking about pickles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was in.
Absolutely.
You say barrels. That was it.
Barrel. Love the barrels. Love the dills. All right, and that's all Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Bill Hillgrove, Juju off and running.
Ben in the shotgun. Carolina shows blitz. Shotgun snap, he pumps. He fires it down the field, a man wide open. Running with the football. Juju, he's at the 25-20, 15-10. He's into the end zone for a 75-yard touchdown pass. Roethlisberger to Smith-Schuster. Wow.
Carolina opened the game by putting together a drive and the touchdown pass that went to Christian McCaffrey. And 7-0. You're like, oh, boy, how about this? And all of a sudden they hit the play to Juju. Then they had the pick six. And away they went. Steelers routed them last night. Routed them. The final last night was 52-21. The Steelers are playing great football right now. Look, I mean, we always go through these weekly report cards on teams. So some week you're sitting there and you're critical of, you know, how they're playing this particular week, or the Lions not playing well that week, because it's a week-by-week snapshot and report card. I got that. I understand. You know, because, yeah, look, that's what we do. That's what we do. Okay? Well, they're playing not just good football right now. They're playing great football right now. Defensively, they're playing really well, which is great. And you've also got the offense playing at an incredibly high level.
Yeah, we were talking earlier this week with Neil Coulong from USA Today and the NFL Wire, your conversation with Neil about the offensive line. One guy that really needs to get a lot of credit is Matt Filer. I mean, he's been in for the last 3 weeks, filling in for Marcus Gilbert, right there on the line right next to Marquise Pouncey on his immediate left, and they're just continuing to wreak havoc and really make James Conner look good, part of his scintillating season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, they've got a nice balance on the off. The line is playing really well, and I agree with what he said. That offensive line for the Steelers right now, at the moment, you can argue they're the best offensive line in football. I mean, Ben's protected. You know, like, Ben's not, you know, Ben can hold on to the ball, whatever, but he's protected. what shots has Ben Roethlisberger taken this season? Really hadn't taken any, of significance. They've opened up holes for James Conner. I don't know how much more you can ask that offensive line to do. I think they have been absolutely terrific this year.
One key to bring up too, especially the last couple of games, very, very low number of penalties. That was a huge problem early in the season back in September. They're double digit penalties in one game. They had well over a dozen. I think their first one last night wasn't until, it may have been when Josh Dobbs was in the game in the fourth quarter. It was really late.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, what they've done is that group up front, the five guys, sets the tone. And not only that, I just think defensively they've played well enough. Now, the question I asked Ray about Watt and Dupree, because they flip-flop sides. Well, now Watt's playing on his more natural side. Yeah, okay. So did he do that? He was playing on the unnatural side to accommodate Bud Dupree? No, Dupree is now playing on his natural side. Okay, now who in their thought process flips those two guys and puts them each on their unnatural side? Huh? What? That's one of those things where you sit back and when you're done and say, okay, I'm confused here. I don't get what the logic was behind that. But they're now back where they should be. And that helps.
Yeah, that was a great play by T.J. Watt on that Vince Williams pick six. It was situation we brought up yesterday about putting Cam Newton in a situation where he wants to pass it, but he's passing it in a spot or a place where he doesn't want to. And when you got T.J. Watt flying in, and there's Cam in the end zone, it's made for a great play.
Yeah. It was, and again, let's go back to what Ray and I were talking about. There's been a change in draft philosophy by the Steelers. They're not just going in with stopwatches anymore and watching to see how high somebody jumps and how fast somebody runs. I mean, they're still doing that. But they are now using those metrics to then marry them to football players. T.J. Watt's a football player. Great pick. James Conner's a football player. Great pick. I mean, and this is what they've been doing. Juju Smith-Schuster, same story. Football player. Look, I did all three guys. I did, in terms of their games, I broadcast T.J. Watt, Juju Smith-Schuster, and James Conner. It's all three of them in person. All three are just really terrific football players that have enough athleticism to make the pick pay off. Yeah. It's a great win for them last night. They're well balanced. Juju Smith-Schuster balances off Antonio Brown. Vance McDonald balances off Jesse James. James Conner balances off Le'Veon Bell. You're like, how's he balance off Le'Veon Bell? Well, Bell's not there. Conner is. It's called balance. That was a cruel shot at your team there. And then defensively, I think losing Shazier last year was huge. There's no way you replace a guy like that. The only way you replace a guy like that is if you have one of the top 10 picks. Okay. And it's hard for them to do. Somebody who had the great lateral speed awareness. See, Shazier is one of those guys who is the great athlete, who's also a football player. He's great football instincts. It's a hard guy to lose. Especially under the circumstances, that's a hard guy to lose. It's interesting, Wisconsin's coming in here tomorrow. I do not normally look at such things. You know me. I mean, how much do I care, Sean, about point spreads? None. I care less. That's why, I've done a lot of talk on this show about gambling in the country, the gambling bills, the Supreme Court case. I was talking about the Supreme Court case on gambling a year before they made the announcement. as you know. Anybody who follows us, I go back to a couple of years ago when we were talking about DraftKings and FanDuel. So we've talked about it a lot because, look, I think it affects you. It affects what you want to do. Some people want to lay some coin on a game. I am a person that has never had a single second of inclination to lay any money on a game, ever. Ever. It's just not my bag, not my deal. But it doesn't mean I don't talk about it because it's something you talk about it. And the... I saw Iowa. I was listening to Rick Neuheisel and Chris Childers on Sirius XM earlier today. Iowa is an 11-point favorite over Northwestern. Huh? What? I couldn't believe it when I heard that. Now, would I be surprised if you just told me, hey, Iowa's favored? Sure. What do you think? I don't know, probably 4 or 5.
Yep, I was thinking 5. Sure.
11? That one, I sat back and went, you know, I was in my car listening to this. Wow, that's interesting. Now, there are a lot of interesting games this weekend. Clemson, BC is interesting up at the Heights. Game day will be there tomorrow at 9. BC plays really, really good defense. They run the ball really well. And the quarterback, you know, I mean, Dylan's a heck of a runner. Brown does just enough at quarterback to make some of this pay off. Okay, good game. Notre Dame, no Ian Book tomorrow. Won't play. Brandon Winbush will start. They play Florida State, which has slumped all year and has not played well. Notre Dame's going to wear the green jerseys tomorrow, kind of like their Rudy moment. And so they've got that one. So no Book, but Winbush will start. Okay, interesting game. I think Northwestern Iowa is an interesting game. Obviously, I think the game here, Penn State, Wisconsin, an interesting game. Ohio State, Michigan State is an interesting game. Alabama at Mississippi State. Now, the game's in Starkville. But here's the problem they've always had. Stark Vegas, which they like to call it, is so close to Tuscaloosa, the Alabama fans come over in droves to watch them play the game, so Mississippi State doesn't end up with much of a home field advantage. You've got the great story out of Washington State going on right now. Minshew, the quarterback, big mustache. Do you know his story? He was at East Carolina. And he was going to transfer to Alabama. He was going to be Jalen Hurts insurance. Like, what do you mean Jalen Hurts insurance? Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback. But the thought was that if Tua got picked to be the starter, that Hurts would transfer. Thus, Minshew would end up being the insurance. Well, this is where, obviously, tragedy comes into play. And as tragic as you can ask, Talhinsky took his own life. The guy that was thought to be the presumptive starting quarterback of Washington State took his life. So the devastation, of course, for his family, his parents, his brothers and sisters, but also the devastation for his teammates. You give Washington State a lot of credit because what they went through was devastating. And Minshew ended up going to Washington State, and to his credit, has stepped in and played really, really well. I think in Washington State's success this year, you know, 220-something straight weeks of game day and so forth. I think in all this, we forgot it, that a young man took his own life. And how gut-wrenching. Family, his friends, his coaches, his teammates. I mean, you don't just bounce back from that because there's a shock to it that you just can't frame. So they're rolling on their plane. So there are a lot of interesting games coming up this weekend. But what I find interesting is the West of the Big Ten. In the East, you have Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. Four schools with great expectations. Expectations in the locker room, expectations from the coaching staff, and above all, expectations by the fans. So everything is gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching for the coaches, gut-wrenching for the players, really gut-wrenching for the fans. Everything. You win the game by six. Oh, God, that's all they won by. Oh, that's not good. Or you lose the game. Oh, they lost the game. Oh, it's crushing. That's it. Everybody's bad. Fire everybody. Okay. Now let's go out to the West. Wisconsin sort of had some expectations when the season began. But that's pretty much it. Well, the fans at Iowa, boy, they can't wait to go out and see the Nebraska. Hey, they're going to give Scott Frost some time. They think they got a shot at something. Northwestern, it's a magical year. They're, you know, they're exceeding expectations. They're out there. Their expectations were to be maybe a 9-win, 10-win team. They're playing well. They might win the division. You know, over there, you got people relaxed and enjoying the games. You have people relaxed and enjoying the games. Over here in the East, well, what are you going to play for? You have nothing to play for. That's it. Right? Okay, that's great. You know what? We all quit. Since thank you for telling us that nobody has anything to play for. Thus, I think we'll just quit. Look, expectations are great. Look, and I was as guilty as anybody. Look, I mean, I don't know how much more honest and direct I'm supposed to be with fans along the way. But look, so I tell every, you know, I go out there and I tell them what I see and so forth. And I was telling people about some of the expectations I have for this football team. So I'm the one as guilty as anybody of going out, whether it's on this show or going out to speaking engagements and discussing some of the things that I thought they had a chance to accomplish this year. So I'm as guilty as anybody. And if I'm not right about something, I say I'm not right about it. That way, when I do say something right, you know, at least you know I'm honest about it. You know, people think I put a, you know, the, you know, I'll put a bow on something. Whether, you know, it's like, please, I see more. I always love when somebody, oh, you just put on the side. No, I see more than you do. Okay, respect that. Okay, respect it. I always respect other people who see more than I do. That's why we have them on the show. Ray Fittipaldo sees more about the Steelers than I do. I can ask him questions. He can give us insight. Because he sees more. That's why on Thursdays on the round table we have the suit on. He gives us insight. I feel like I just fouled up that theory. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK. We are Penn State.
Sterling quarterback draw. Open. 50, 45, far sideline. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trace McSorley. 51 yards.
Saturday, the Nittany Lions host Wisconsin. The tailgate show starts at 10:30. Kickoff is at noon. Nittany Lions football on WKOK is sponsored in part by First National Insurance and Mifflinburg Auto Sales.
Did you listen to that promo?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Now somebody has to attach themselves at the end. Like the boat that's tied up at the dock. Are the jokes too easy? Are the jokes too easy? All right. You know, I went downtown today, about right about noon. And, you know, with the situation with parking and the weather isn't exactly the greatest going here the next couple days. You know, it's going to be windy and cold tomorrow. So I thought I'd just cruise into downtown, no big deal. And, Sean,
I get
to the intersection where the Rise is, the brand new high rise.
Yes.
And I'm backed up, and it took me 15 minutes.
Wow.
There's so many people. There were so many people downtown. To be honest with you, I was flat out impressed. I was flat out impressed. That many people were downtown already. So then I asked Learfield today. I said, "Hey, by the way, I said, what are the odds of us being in tomorrow?" "I don't know. They have to make up their mind." I said, "The wind chill is going to be 12. I said, "Oh,
not this chilly down in Jefferson City. Come on."
Well, no, it's the guys here that make the decision.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anyway. And guess what? Holidays are upon us. Stock up. Stock up now. Follow me. Follow me to Brewers Outlet. Between now and Tuesday, have great specials. National Bohemian 30-pack cans, $14.95. Labatt regular and light 24-pack 16-ounce cans, $17.97. Limited edition Bud Light Lime Pomegranate Ritas 24-pack 16-ounce cans, $14.95. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And now people are signing their emails to the show by saying that, yes, they love the pickle bar, especially because of the barrels and the dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Penn State basketball season opener tonight at 7:30. Dick Girardi and I on beginning at 7 o'clock this evening. Penn State football tomorrow. Nittany Lions will kick at noon with a 10:30 airtime on the network and News Radio 1070 WKOK. With that, we now bring in the King.
He is back in Studio 22. Thank goodness.
Been a long trip back here.
A long, strange trip it's been.
Yeah, but you can't. I know you have to do things, but don't work so much.
Well, they told me half days. What's 24 divided by 2?
Oh. Working 6 to 6. Oh, no.
He's working. He's working.
Well, I work in 12-hour days.
12-hour days.
Yeah, I don't have a choice, you know.
No, I understand.
For me to miss 5 days,
I know.
Plus, I took the Friday off to go see you. I don't have to tell you how screwed I am right now, but anyway, I'll unscrew it somehow. But.
Yeah.
But well, anyway,
hey, at least you're feeling better.
A lot better. I barely remember last week's show, so I'll remember this one better.
Oh, oh, you were 0-0-6 last week.
Yeah, that's brotherly love. Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, I was going to let the pickle thing go, but no. Corey gave us pickles. You didn't give me any. So you still haven't paid your bet.
No, I have not.
It's back on. Back on like Bing Bong Jack.
Hey, you sure you don't remember anything about last week?
I remember the pickles. So. And let me tell you something while we're on that subject.
Just so you know, by the way.
This isn't because, I'm not saying this because he sponsors your show and all this stuff. This is, these pickles, I gave them to all the people I promised pickles. They absolutely love them. They said,
oh, I know.
Where did you get these? Where? I said, take Route 84 West. Okay. 81 South.
Here's my directions. Then you opened up your notebook with all your directions. Here's how you do
right on. Make
yeah,
a right
about
on
300
80.
Miles away. But that, and then you know what's awesome? The bottled water. The bottles. I mean, water. But the bottles. Have you ever seen their bottles, Steve?
Yeah, you gave me a case
of their bottled water.
You gave me a case of it, yeah.
They don't collapse.
I know.
They're
ever.
Like perfect cylinders.
Yep.
I mean, I love that place. And then I gave the kid here, Josh, the hot sauce, and he's like, oh, my God, this stuff's incredible. So he's got it at the weld bench, and he's dabbing it on his finger and licking his finger. Probably getting gonchalism or something.
He's got grease all over his hands.
Corey's got great stuff there. He really
does. Corey's awesome.
Yeah, if you people out there that haven't gone there, go, because it's worth it. It's quality stuff. The pickles are incredible. And the chips? Forget about it. I wasn't home. I was in the hospital, so my wife got into those. She had to get them away. She couldn't stop eating them. So everything he's got there is great. It really is legitimately great. Not saying it because he's a sponsor. I'm saying it because it really, really is good.
Told you about
like
those Middlesworth chips. Told you.
Yeah. The Middlesworth.
They really
awesome.
Don't use it. This food's really good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, you know, so you don't remember much about last week, so you don't recall me bringing all those pickles over and.
No. Was that you visiting me in the hospital?
That's Neely me. Got in the car after the show, there for you in your time of need.
That's me.
Yeah. I faintly remember
what,
you coming in the room.
Guess what, Sean? This isn't working.
I was
working. Reaching
up. My lips were parched. I'm going, Steve, help me. You said no. He left.
Well, that way you knew it was me. No, had to be my brother. He said no.
Well, he walked in and he left. So.
Sean, I'd just like to point out, Sean, you know, when he made that admission, I thought I had a pretty good plan.
Yeah.
Now it's not working.
Yeah. You know, he buzzed
That's
the nurse.
All the nurses were eating pickles.
The whole floor. Hey, this is great. Who brought the pickles?
We heard Mr. Jones needed a Tylenol in room 2012, but we're busy enjoying our pickles right now.
Boy, you should see his brother came. Believable. He said something about a bet.
I really don't remember. But they set me up and everything. They got me a chair down at the end of the hall. The hospital was wonderful, except I had six doctors. So one sends me home Thursday. Another one walks in and says, you're not going home till Saturday. I'm like, holy crap, you guys got to talk to each other, you know?
Yeah.
So, That's just the way it goes.
Well, he's gonna go for 6 for 6 this week because he remembers everything now.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm spot on this week.
See, there we go.
Actually, you've been 13-5 the last 3 weeks.
I don't know if I've cracked the Mendoza line, have I?
I want to tell you right now, I got my target on second place, and it's coming up. Since there's only three of us, and Sean's wailing the tar out of you and me, you better start looking over your shoulder, brother, because I'm coming.
Oh, I've done that my whole life.
Look over your shoulder. Little
right,
brother's
yeah.
watching.
All
Big
right.
Brother,
yeah. Yeah. Well, Kev,
Well, maybe I'll do really well and you can get smaller in the rearview mirror. All right, let her rip.
All right, well, Kev did gain a little bit of ground last week on you, Steve. I'm cruising right along.
Darn it!
5-1, man. We're 5-1. We have a sterling 44-12 after 10 weeks.
Whoa. Does anybody keep track, actually, what's going on here? I mean, do you keep track of Sean's picks?
Yes.
Well, I know Kevin does.
Yeah. He's legit.
I don't keep track of anybody.
I know you don't.
That's why you get away with it.
I'm not saying if you want to win money, go with my picks, but I'm not going to go that far because I think if I do, I'm going to fall below the Mendoza line, and then you know, the king of Studio 22 is going to really charge up to the top of it.
Oh, look, I'm just going to...
You really screwed up.
You know what?
Play a couple of weeks.
You know what? I'm just going to start picking teams by uniform colors. All right.
Okay. Well, the other one works. Like a duck. A U would be the duck in a fight. What's a U?
That's actually...
I'm waiting.
Hey, in Utah. It's an Indian tribe in Utah.
Oh, it's an Indian tribe. Okay.
Yeah, like
well,
like Seminole,
for sure.
like Seminole Indians
would kill a duck. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So 44-12, yours truly, after 10 weeks. Steve is sitting at 36-20. Kevin, you are 32-24 after your 4-2 week last week. And Steve was 3-3 right there at 500. As we head into week 11 of our awesome selections. All right, so we got 3 college, 3 pro, and we dive into Bedlam on Saturday. ABC 330, you've got Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma State's offense is still a little inconsistent, so I'm going to go with Oklahoma for the victory.
Oklahoma's going to crush this team like a grape. It's going to look like a steamroller and then backing up over it.
Okay.
That was mean.
Because I'm in a bad mood now.
Because he wants to stay in second place.
I think Oklahoma wins this game very easily. The fact home...
you just said the same thing I did, but I mean...
They're the most prolific offense in the country, aren't they?
Yeah, you know what? And I give him... I know he's not going to play football. He's going to play baseball. But I give Murray, the quarterback, a lot of credit. He really does make them go.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so we go from Bedlam to a little further south. Texas at Texas Tech.
I had this game on the TV show, so I've already picked it once this week.
Okay.
And, Texas Tech is one of those teams where they do just enough to make the game interesting. They don't do enough to win. Texas will win.
Yeah, I don't see Texas losing 3 in a row, so I'm going to go with the Longhorns.
I like the Longhorns this year, even though, you know, they've struggled a bit late. They've got their mojo back. I got Texas.
Okay. All right, so we're both, all three of us are picking the same here, first two games. All right, Oregon at Utah. Speaking of Utah.
We already know that you can hunt down a duck. We've already heard that.
No, I've decided to switch I'm going Texas Tech. I just had epiphany.
Do share.
Yep. So change my Texas pick to Texas Tech.
Okay, just did. Okay.
I'm staying with Texas.
Me too.
Which will be the same pick I made in the TV show.
Yeah, it's just epiphany.
Okay. All right, Oregon and Utah.
Well, we already heard that a U can beat a duck.
Yeah.
No, so course. we know where you're going.
Yeah. That's how I picked it.
I'm not crazy about Oregon, Sean. I like the quarterback a lot. The quarterback, I think, is going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft because he's just pure pro style. But they're still not good enough defensively. I'm going to pick Utah to win the game. I just think they're a better rounded team.
Yep. I'm also going to take Utah.
Okay, you.
I lied. We have four college and two pro this week. So, Ohio State, Michigan State. That's your Fox game tomorrow at high noon.
Well, Michigan State's a good team, not a great team. They play well enough defensively. Ohio State has great personnel, yet they don't even remotely come close to living up to expectations. I think Ohio State will win, but you notice what they did last week? They have not done a good job all year of running the ball, and I think in part because they haven't given their running game a chance. Then they play Nebraska, and they're trying to run the ball, and finally they got control when they mixed in the pass. They've got to find a better balance offensively, and to be honest with you, their defense isn't good enough. But here's the problem. The worst group on the field tomorrow will be the Michigan State offense. Since they're in the number four group, I'm picking Ohio State to win.
Me too, Buckeyes.
I got Michigan State because I think Ohio State is not a good football team. They're very flawed. I watched the Nebraska game. They were horrible.
Amazing how bad it was.
Yeah,
amazing.
They were horrible. I am having another epiphany. So, Michigan State, baby.
Okay. All right. A couple pro games here to dive into. The New Orleans Saints, the red-hot New Orleans Saints at the Cincinnati Bengals.
By the way, no Dez Bryant.
Darn.
No, you want to know why?
Well, did he stub his toe going up the steps in the practice facility? Or what happened?
He was in practice, and they fear he tore his Achilles tendon.
Really?
Oh, my God.
This just happened?
Yes. On the final play of today's practice, they fear he tore it. And
wow. That's
a big one. They've officially listed Bryant as limited.
Him.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, though, but he was supposed to be the big pickup.
Yeah.
Right? Who are they playing?
Cincinnati. At Cincinnati.
I don't care if they play that game in Cincinnati, Columbus, Omaha. The Saints will beat them.
Yep, that's who I got. I'm picking the Saints. If we have them in the pick segment, I'm just going to pick them right up until they lose.
I said Dez Bryant may have ruptured his Achilles. I didn't say Drew Brees did.
No.
Yeah. Drew Brees is arguably my favorite player in football. I just think he's tremendous. Big win last week. No question, the Saints win this game.
And on Eagle 107 on Sunday night, prime time from the Link pregame at 7. And the kick at 8:20 with the Hall of Famer Merrill Reese. We've got the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Mari Cooper.
Yeah.
At least you already caught a touchdown.
You know, this is second straight week.
You don't give up a number one pick for him.
No.
Just crazy stuff.
This is the second straight week Dallas has been on a prime time.
Yeah.
Right? And Sean Lee's not going to play, is he? Yeah. Guess what? When you go to their stadium, nearly half the crowd's for the opposing team.
Yeah.
It's one of the. See, that's why I've felt so strongly that the Steelers need to get home field advantage. Because everybody talks about, going to Foxborough, that's bad, bad, bad. There's a reason it's bad going to Foxborough, and it's not just Tom Brady. Foxborough is one of the few stadiums the Steelers play in where they don't have any fans. Almost everywhere the Steelers go, they've got thousands of fans. no matter what stadium they go to.
Nasty too,
right? And but they go to Foxborough. None of the Steeler fans can get in. The Patriot fans don't give up their tickets. In Dallas, they give up their tickets in droves. I was talking to Mark Vandermeer, who's the Houston Texans play-by-play guy. He says, "Steve, you won't believe it. We went up there. Half the stadium was us."
Like, I bet Jerry loves that.
Well, but they all paid, so that's the part Jerry loves. The Eagles will win this game by a minimum of two touchdowns.
Yeah, Dallas is bad. And Kevin and I had a little bit of a conversation during the break in regards to long-term picture for the Cowboys. How long are they going to stay with Dak? When will Jerry Jones wake up one morning and figure out, yeah, maybe we should move on from Jason Garrett, but just makes you wonder when that's going to be.
But it's, you know what?
I don't
but it's
see that ever happening. He's keeping Jason Garrett because Jason Garrett does whatever Jerry tells him to do. Bill Parcells wouldn't do what Jerry said. Jimmy Johnson wouldn't do what Jerry said. He wants a head coach that he can tell what to do, and basically he's the head coach. He's the owner, the general manager, the head coach, the whole nine yards. Jason Garrett is just out there giving hand signals. So.
I mean, that's the way this show is with Sean, the way he treats me.
What?
That's very true.
I'm just along for the ride.
We'll just start calling you Jason.
Great call, JG.
You're just a puppet.
Well, but I'll say this about Dak Prescott. Here's the issue the Cowboys have with Dak Prescott, quite simply. Quarterback is a position where you have to have somebody that's at minimum above functional at the position. Dak Prescott is above functional at the position. Who do they get to replace him? Because there are not a lot of guys roaming around out there. You need to have a top five pick to do it, and Dallas doesn't have that.
Why is he so hesitant throwing the when it comes to throwing the ball? I don't get that.
Well, I think here's a big issue. That's why they went and got Cooper. Now, Cooper is not one of the top 20 receivers in football. He's not even one of the top 30 or 40 receivers in football. But you look at the receiving corps for Dallas, they're not good. I mean, they get no separation. They're really chain movers at best, and they don't get separation.
Dallas is just poorly run. With that offensive line they've had over the years, my goodness, they still have only won like one playoff game, right, in the last 14
or 15
years. Oh, I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Years.
It's amazing. I mean, you talk to people, you think the Cowboys have won four Super Bowls in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
They haven't sniffed it.
They haven't won a playoff. Has
playoff
Jason
game.
Garrett ever won a playoff game?
I think they won one. Didn't they?
One? How happy is Tony Romo? He's saying, you guys chased me out of town. You know?
He's out there doing Sunday football with Nance, and he's doing Corona commercials. He's good. He plays on the golf.
He
plays golf whenever he wants.
Watching, you know?
Oh, so I assume everybody's picking the Eagles, right?
Yep, Eagles.
Yep.
I'm working half days. I'm working 12 hours a day.
Anyway, you guys can bury me this week. I think you guys are all the same.
Are we?
Yeah, but I've got Michigan State and Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
You had back-to-back epiphanies.
I have epiphanies. I don't have epiphanies. Epiphanies. Say that.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Here's one for you. I can tell you right now, that won't be used on the broadcast tonight or tomorrow. Hey, back everybody at 7.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.